Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said today he hopes Beijing's relationship with Washington will not be interfered with or damaged after U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's telephone conversation with Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen. Trump tweeted late Friday that Taiwan's president had actually called him rather than him calling her, as some media had reported. The call was the first such contact between a U.S. president or president-elect and a Taiwanese leader since the United States broke diplomatic ties with Taiwan in 1979 in favor of developing closer ties with China. China claims democratically ruled Taiwan is part of its territory. Iran is threatening to retaliate after the U.S. Senate gave Congress final approval to an extension of the American sanctions law against Iran. Lawmakers of both U.S. political parties argue the U.S. must maintain leverage over Iran. For now, Congress is keeping existing sanctions in place. Robert Menendez is the Democratic senator from the state of New Jersey.
As flawed as the JCPOA was, in my view, the Iranians will know the consequences of any breach, and we will deal with missile proliferation, terrorism, regional destabilization that are just as dangerous and just as threatening to American security.
Enacted two decades ago, the sanctions were meant to address long-standing U.S. concerns such as Iran's support for international terrorism. United Nations wants to provide, they say, $1 billion worth of supplies next year to victims of Boko Haram jihadists in northeastern Nigeria as part of the UN Humanitarian Response Plan for 2017. This is VOA News. As Syrian government forces continue to push deeper into the rebel stronghold of eastern Aleppo, some analysts say there are wider geopolitical ramifications in efforts to end the civil war and remove Syrian President Bashar al-Assad from office. Henry Ridgewell reports.
In eastern Aleppo, Syrian government forces backed by Russia are gaining ground. Analyst Michael Stevens of Britain's Royal United Services Institute says victory here for President Bashar al-Assad may force a change of strategy from Western governments.
Assad's winning, and I think it's pretty safe to say that he will be there at the end game, and whoever negotiates a peace deal in Syria will have to negotiate with Bashar al-Assad.
Stevens says Europe and the United States have backed moderate opposition forces, but the desire to end the bloodshed could trump those alliances. Ending the war may come with the price of keeping Bashar al-Assad in power. Even then, analysts say Syria's future stability is far from guaranteed. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Meantime, the United Nations says some 31,500 civilians have fled eastern Aleppo since Syrian government forces captured more than one-third of the rebel-held territory earlier in the week. And U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has urged continued work to deal with the devastating humanitarian situation in Aleppo. Speaking in Italy, Kerry said it was important for all parties to work together on a framework to provide a passage for people to get out of the besieged city. Kerry's Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, said that his country is sending humanitarian aid as well as medical assistance to eastern Aleppo. Russia proposed opening four safe corridors for humanitarian aid in October, but the UN has not used them because of security concerns. Former Cuban President Fidel Castro, who recently died, had decided to have his ashes buried in eastern Cuba. The mountainous region around Santiago de Cuba was where Castro's revolution and others throughout the country's history first got started. These children lined the streets of Santiago de Cuba shouting, "Yo soy Fidel," which means, "I am Fidel." When Castro's wishes are interred at his ashes, that is, at a cemetery on Sunday morning, it will complete a story that began in eastern Cuba and took Castro to Havana, where he ruled the country for 47 years before turning over leadership to his brother, Raul. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.